Now to Thailand's worst political violence in nearly two decades. As we heard earlier on Breakfast, 21 people are dead and more than 800 have been injured after clashes between the Thai military and anti-government protesters. The protesters, known as the Red Shirts, are from the group the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship. Now, they want the Thai Prime Minister to dissolve Parliament, resign and leave the country. The Red Shirts are supporters of the ousted Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, and they say they won't end their action until fresh elections are called, as Mike would report. Now.
On Saturday, months of protest turned bloody when some Thai military troops opened fire on protesters using live ammunition. They'd been ordered by the government to only use live rounds as warning shots, but the military says the troops fired in self-defence. A state of emergency was imposed in Bangkok last Wednesday in anticipation of what turned out to be the worst political violence in Thailand for almost 20 years. Ron Corbin is an AAP correspondent in Bangkok.
The Prime Minister is calling for a full investigation into the death toll and violence. The protesters last night at the Panfar Bridge, where the melee took place, displayed guns and also bullets that they'd been able to take from military and police forces.
Most of the protests centred around Bangkok's busy central shopping area, popular with foreign tourists. The Department of Foreign Affairs has now updated travel advice for Australians in Thailand. Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith.
We strongly urge any Australians who are in Thailand to avoid demonstrations and to avoid the protests, to carefully follow instructions given by the local authorities, but to absolutely avoid these centres of protest. We very much want the Thai government and the Thai people to resolve these matters peacefully in accordance with Thailand's democratic processes.
Some analysts believe that the weekend violence and the deaths of protesters, army troops and a journalist will force the government of Prime Minister Abhisit to resign, paving the way for fresh elections. Professor Carl Trocki is a Thailand specialist with the Queensland University of Technology.
I think that some will say that there's pressure to do that, and certainly the Red Shirts are going to continue to call for that. On the other hand, I think that this was something that certainly was provoked in a lot of ways by the Red Shirts' actions. And I'm not sure that it's going to really be a benefit for the government to resign at this point and to call for early elections.
If they got that election, how do you believe Thaksin Shinawatra's allies would see their chances at the ballot box?
Well, I think they think that they have a fairly good chance right now. They've certainly been able to manage to win elections. The manner in which they've managed to win elections is what I think a lot of the problem has been the source of a lot of the problems. Because, I mean, there are a lot of accusations, basically, that the elections have been bought. And it's clear that Thaksin has been able to do a great deal with his financial power. I guess a lot of these demonstrations are a testament to that.
The protesters say their action will continue. The government says it will clear Red Shirts who are disrupting the normal functioning of the city. Journalist Ron Corbin says following the weekend's bloody violence, it's uncertain what the government's next move may be.
There would have been communications between both the military and the leaders of the UDD, as well as the government, to try and find some sort of resolution to this. Where we go from here is still uncertain. While Bangkok, the city, is relatively calm, the UDD expanded their protest areas under their control. Now, this really ratchets it up for local police and authorities.
The protesters have also called on Thailand's king to intervene to prevent any more deaths. Is the monarch expected to become involved in a bid to settle this crisis?
There may be communications between the advisers to the king, the Privy Council, and the Prime Minister, but that remains uncertain. King Bhumibol has been in hospital since September last year. Many many will have remembered when there was bloodshed back in 1992 here in the capital, he intervened and called the parties together. That was a militarily appointed prime minister and the pro-democracy movement leaders before him to end the strife. Now, whether that is likely to happen again, that's uncertain at this point.
Professor Carl Trocchi says if the king does intervene, he's likely to support the government's position.
His health is really so bad, in really pretty bad shape, so it's not clear that he'll be strong enough or have the strength to come out and actually say something. And there's a good chance that he may come down on the side of the government and throw his support behind Opposite. I mean, clearly that's what he's been doing so far. And there are rumors and certainly murmurs of a fairly strong anti-monarchist movement among the red shirts, which certainly wouldn't please the monarchy at all.
Professor Carl Trocchi from the Queensland University of Technology, that's some extraordinary observations about possible anti-monarchy thoughts among the protesters. Ending that report from Mike Woods on Thailand's dark night.